even if I think I would beat him, it would also make it look easy.
And you can strip me of everything and still find a way to get to the top.
170-pound Irish gorilla, and I am gonna rip his head off and play football with him.
Yeah. Coming to 14 next strike, okay?
Floyd has not lost a step. Mayweather remains money in Las Vegas.
Coming to 14.
I'm the best that's this.
As we plunge into the unknown, Conor McGregor, professional debut in the boxing ring, UFC lightweight champion. He comes into the Foggy Dew. I would expect that would be his normal song, an Irish rebel song. That will morph into Notorious as the Notorious Conor McGregor steps into the arena here in Las Vegas. Before the fight, Sugar Ray Leonard is when the heart starts racing. And this is quite the moment because of the unknown quantity, because of his boxing skill, but in another arena, because he is a world champion. And here comes Money Mayweather. And that's a different look, Sugar Ray.
That's a very different look. I've never seen that before. But that's Mayweather.
That is more executioner style, Bernard Hopkins, although this is more of, I guess, a ninja look with kind of a high fashion twist. Well, Floyd Money Mayweather, 49-0, 26-0 in title fights. This is a home game for him, fighting here once again in Las Vegas.
Floyd Money Mayweather!
Type of mega event before. He said as he came in, made his grand arrival, at an event of this size, it's all about keeping your composure. Sugar Ray Leonard, you know about that.
Composure is key, without question. And Mayweather has always been poised and in control. He's always done things his way.
Time for the main event. The undefeated Floyd Mayweather against the UFC lightweight champion Conor McGregor. Tail of the tape. Mayweather, obviously the older man, age 40, comes back. He was Fighter of the Year in 1998. Conor McGregor made his UFC debut only 3 years ago. Standard rules, unified rules, no three knockdowns, no standing eight, can't be saved by the bell. Only the referee, and that's Robert Byrd, can stop the fight, and it is official after four rounds. We said this before, Ray Leonard, we will learn a lot early. Will it be a total mismatch, or will the power and poise and fire of McGregor negate some of those natural advantages?
Ladies and gentlemen, invites you to find your beach. This bout is sanctioned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. The chairman is Anthony Marnell, executive director Bob Bennett. Introducing to you our three judges scoring from the ringside. From Bergamo, Italy, Guido Cavalletti. From Reno, Nevada, Bert Clements. And from Las Vegas, Nevada, Dave Moretti. Introducing our referee in charge of the action, third man to the ring, Hall of Fame referee Robert Byrd. And now, ladies and gentlemen in attendance and fight fans joining us around the world, the time for talk is over. Live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's showtime! Introducing you first on my right, fighting out of the red corner, wearing white trunks with gold trim, hailing from Dublin, Ireland. He weighed in at a ready 153 pounds. Tonight, making his professional boxing debut, but he is certainly no stranger to the fight game. As the reigning UFC lightweight world champion, his MMA record stands at 21 wins, 3 losses, with 18 wins coming by way of knockout and 1 by submission. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome MMA's undisputed top attraction, the one and only hard-hitting and widely popular two-division UFC champion of the world, introducing the notorious Conor McGregor! And his opponent across the ring, fighting out of the blue corner, wearing black trunks with gold trim, hailing from Las Vegas, Nevada. He weighed in at a trim-and-ready 149.5 pounds. He is undefeated in his remarkable 20-year campaign to the ring, with a record of 49 wins, no losses, 26 wins coming by way of knockout. A veteran of 26 world title appearances, tonight he makes his return to the ring. Here is the former five-division champion of the world, introducing the sensational and undefeated Floyd Money Mayweather!
Gentlemen, you've had some detailed instructions in the rules meeting. You've had pre-fight instructions in the back room. What I'm going to remind you of now is what I expect here in this ring. This will be a clean, professionally fought bout under boxing rules, okay? Now, both of you, world-class championship professionals, and that's how I expect you to act in this ring. You're going to hear me say, stop, because I'm not going to wrestle with you, and I'm not going to grapple with you. You hear me say stop, and what that means is stop whatever you're doing, give me a clean break. Protect yourself at all times, obey my commands at all times. Right here on the belt is good. Right here on the belt is good. That said, Mr. McGregor, Mr. Mayweather,
yes,
gentlemen, let's do this.
Brian Kenny, Sugar Ray Leonard here ringside, Las Vegas, Nevada. The crowd booing Robert Byrd because by saying, I'm not going to wrestle, I'm not going to grapple, well, you could have told him that earlier. Why say that in the ring in front of this? That's unnecessary, I think, Ray.
Well, I think he just wants to remind him. But then again, it is what it is.
Opening seconds will be revealing. It's clear there's a most likely scenario here, and it ends with Mayweather winning easily. But what is the level in class? McGregor comes in, throwing punches immediately.
That's what he has to do.
Under control, though, steps in, pawing with the jab. Mayweather is smiling, not bothered, not yet. Well, quick footwork there, by Conor McGregor.
McGregor's trying to give him a couple of pitchers, you know. He's turned southpaw, orthodox. But he can't reach in like that with his chin exposed.
Use it.
And Floyd measuring, taking in with his inner computer, which is world class, obviously. State of the art.
It's interesting that Floyd is flat footed and stand directly in front of him.
A little whippet of a jab coming from Conor McGregor. His power is in that left hand. Floyd now steps up.
Well, Floyd's trying to figure out what this guy has. What is his best punch?
Well, already it's interesting. Already we have yet to see the offense from Floyd Mayweather. That you know will come. We haven't seen it yet. He seems extremely calm. He fires off and McGregor is able to slip.
You know, when Mayweather throws a punch...
Oh, look at this. That is not advisable.
And McGregor fires back. He's trying to match his speed.
McGregor putting his hands behind his back, though, Ray. There's just too much speed coming the other way. Floyd will step to you if you give him that. Not a power puncher, obviously, but he can hurt you. He's a strong guy there in the ring. So far, McGregor has had some success. He is standing in there, and he is boxing.
Moving.
Foundation of his combat art is boxing. Learned to fight in Dublin in the Crumlin Boxing Gym. And the crowd goes up from the Irish fans.
Well, this is different because Mayweather's being the aggressive. He's taking the fight to McGregor. Didn't really expect that.
Body shot from McGregor. He stands in and then he shifts back to orthodox. He's good with his feet, at least so far. Again, and normally he's not in there with boxing shoes. This is different territory. So far, though, McGregor has done the landing. For what it's worth, and we're in the final 30 seconds of the first round. I'm fairly stunned, Sugar Ray Leonard, but Conor McGregor is about to take round one off Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
He's landed scoring shots. Nothing devastating, clearly, but he's landed. Final seconds.
Got a bell, guys.
And dare I say, round one goes to Conor McGregor. Very often in his career. What have you seen here, Ray?
Well, here, Mayweather is trying to drop the right hand, but he got caught by the left hand of McGregor. Good counter by McGregor. Uppercut.
There's some effective work going on by Conor McGregor. Again, nothing explosive. Floyd is very calm. Floyd was down on points halfway through the fight with Oscar De La Hoya. Came back and won going away. Even though it was a split decision, he won going away. And so Floyd is patient. That's his game.
I'm really surprised with McGregor. He surprised me with his stance and the way he executed his punches.
Getting ready for round two, Conor McGregor said he was not going to go in and play the boxing game. He was going to fight the way he normally fights. And that is what he's done so far, and I believe has taken round one. Mayweather has to have some respect for that left-handed power.
I wasn't expecting Floyd to be against the ropes.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Whoa. Robert Byrd saying don't do that, and he fires back right away. Again, a smart move by McGregor. And he hits him with a jab. Look, he's touching Floyd. Not saying he's hurting him, but he's touching him. This is more success than I think a lot of boxing people thought. And Ray, I think something very important is that McGregor is not expending an enormous amount of energy. He's under control.
He's pacing himself, which I didn't expect. I didn't really expect him, but it's just the first, second round now. But he's trying to come. He's not doing the same thing over and over again. He's changing up, turning to southpaw, and turning to orthodox.
He's a thinking man's fighter in there, and he flashes out a nice jab.
And those angles of his punches.
Turns around, and that backs up Floyd Mayweather.
Can he maintain this?
Yeah. That seems unlikely over the long haul. But Floyd's MO is, I'm going to take you in deep water, and I'm going to drown you. But to do that, you need the other fighter to be using a lot of energy. And so far, he is really not. Conor McGregor has been keeping that flame rather low. Effective, but under control.
Mayweather's trying to figure out what punch he's going to work. Body, see, you know, Conor throws a shot to the body, and then he'll eventually double up with the left hand.
But now, Floyd goes in with that stop. Lead right hand. He's very stop. Good Brickling. With that shot, Brickling. But it missed.
Brickling.
As many expected, Conor McGregor is not trying to get in and grapple. That lead right hand landed by Mayweather, but he is not going in grappling, using the rough stuff. He is boxing. He is a boxer at heart. Conor just looking to touch him.
Look at what he's doing. He's grabbing.
Well, Floyd will use that style, Ray, and turn his back, and you can't hit him because that's an illegal shot, but he'll use that to his advantage. And Conor McGregor switching up yet again.
Look at this.
And now he turns around looking to land a shot.
Now listen, Conor.
You know, now Robert Byrd is talking to Conor McGregor, and he's not doing anything vastly illegal here. I don't agree with that. You let them fight out. It gets awkward, but it gets awkward a lot with Floyd Mayweather. That's round two, and Conor McGregor is not only on his feet. Tell you what, Ray, I think a lot of MMA fight fans have to be delirious right now. And at least seeing him in there and being able to withstand the boxing.
Can he can McGregor maintain this?
Right.
I mean, he looks very good from his point.
Floyd smiling, looks calm. How's he really doing?
The 3-2 rounds,
and what many thought would be a complete mismatch has yet to be that. Conor McGregor handling himself very well, very professionally, and may have won the first two rounds. Let's see what Floyd Mayweather has in store as we go to round three. I would figure, Ray, it would take a little while to figure things out. He bops him on the top of the head. That's illegal.
Don't do that.
Now, that's where Robert Byrd can't step in and say something. I agree with that.
That's where McGregor may get in trouble, because that's so natural to him in mixed martial arts.
I think he's just trying to take advantage of the situation, but that should be disallowed. That's his power shot. He goes to whack down, and that is an illegal shot.
Keep your head up, Floyd.
This is going to really anger Mayweather if McGregor keeps that up.
Now let's see what happens when they get in on
stop,
the inside.
Stop. I got you.
Robert
stop.
Byrd says stop.
Step out.
You know what? I don't know whose advantage that would be. Normally, I would think the only time Floyd can disengage and get a stoppage from the referee, it's to his advantage. But I don't know if Conor really needs to be grappling with him on the inside.
Oh, he has to. Yes, he has
so?
To.
All his first throw on the inside.
Throws off.
So far, Conor McGregor has looked reasonably comfortable from the outside.
Floyd is not really comfortable. McGregor's doing? That's upsetting and frustrating.
Body shot lands again. That's just a scoring shot now on the top of the head. He's got to be very careful.
He's hitting on the head. Top of the head.
Yeah, he cannot do that. That is illegal.
Let's go.
Now, Robert Byrd spoke to Floyd at that point. Surprising. McGregor switches up again. Does a lot of switching up, and he throws a left uppercut. That was dangerous. It snaps him back with a jab. He is touching Floyd Mayweather, and he's a scorer.
Look how and how relaxed McGregor is. And once he's able to accept his jab and make it work for him, that's a good thing for McGregor.
Absolutely.
But Floyd Mayweather's not yet loosened up. Sweat. He's not pushed by.
Floyd now steps to him with a little more seriousness, but McGregor switches up and stands him back up with a jab. So Floyd looks to get in the pocket, and McGregor is not allowing it. Interesting.
Using his height and reach.
And you know, McGregor's jab, Ray, is a little better than I thought it would be.
I'm surprised.
I knew he had the power left hand, and he'll counter, he'll throw an uppercut, he'll come back, pivot, throw with a devastating left hand, but I didn't expect like a jab to keep Floyd Mayweather at bay.
No.
Oh, he's got to be careful. That was an illegal
keep
shot.
Your head up, Floyd. Keep your head
again,
up.
He's chopping down with the fist. That is not
but he's
illegal
hitting on
shot.
The back of the head.
Yeah, cannot do that. So far, he has really not been formally warned.
He's got
gotten near a point, but there could be a point taken away eventually, clearly. Floyd smiling as he steps in, but I don't know if he's won a round. I'm not scoring it. I know I'm calling it. Ray, you tell me. Disagree if you want.
No, I mean, I see. McGregor's doing everything. He's hitting on the back of the head. He's getting away with that. He's fighting this fight, and I tell you, it's a very smart fight.
And
his jab,
nice
he accepts
jab.
His jab. I didn't think his jab was going to be effective, but look at him. Once again, slips away, and he hit him right on top of the head.
Now, Floyd gets down low, and that is...
intentional.
Yeah, see, that's frustrating to anybody who's fighting him. We've seen that before with various fighters, like Ricky Hatton. He'll turn his back, he'll turn his head, and then basically you can't hit him anymore. So a lot of times guys will try to whack him on the back just to get his attention. But very few things have been effective. And if you're looking at rounds, again, you go to round four, you could look at it, 3-0 McGregor. You could. Maybe you don't, but you could.
But look at McGregor right now. He's so relaxed. I mean...
yep.
He knows what he has to do.
Throwing body shots, chopping down on the top of his head, but those body shots landed.
This is what Floyd doesn't want to be against those ropes or against in the corner.
Come up, Floyd.
Those shots basically blocked, but some of these are getting through. He is active.
Don't lean on his neck.
And now Robert Byrd breaks him up again.
You see, he's so unorthodox, but he's effective.
Don't lean on him. Get off his neck. Stop. Step out.
Well, Floyd just winked at us, Ray.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, terrific. But as long as he's not concerned.
Let him go. There you go.
He's letting us know he's in control. But he's got his hands full right now. What? Not in trouble by any means, although training now with McGregor. And maybe that's what he's going to have to do. Get out of his comfort zone. Sharp shots there by Mayweather. Those were good shots.
Oh,
tries to go in with the lead right hand.
It was so close. That right hand by Mayweather was so close. That's the punch. With a looping right hand, is going to do damage.
If Floyd was, Mayweather
no,
was
stop.
Shooting with
step
real
up,
intensity
out,
there. That was real power coming in. McGregor better be very careful with that. Floyd will be patient, but then he'll stick it. Good body shot by Mayweather. McGregor tries to keep him back with a jab. You can see McGregor's head is aloft, much more aloft than a fighter who's been in the ring for 20 years, the way Mayweather has. A little slapping left hand.
Mayweather says he'll do this. He's walking him down, and I said, no way. He's walking him down.
Nice little jab there by McGregor, but again.
Can McGregor keep this up? Can he keep up this pace? That's the thing. I mean, this is total concentration from McGregor.
Final minute of round four. It has been fascinating so far with McGregor showing good boxing skill as the 40-year-old Floyd Mayweather, number one pound for pound for much of his career, is just starting to warm up. Good work by Mayweather in the middle of this round.
I think Floyd wants to take him into the deep water to the later rounds. And I think he feels that he'll be easier to hit.
He's done it before. His first super fight against Diego Chico Corrales. That's precisely what he did. Both shots landed there. Good counter right by Mayweather. Mayweather looks calm, sticks his tongue out, and now presses the action. You know, Floyd can be rough. Floyd is a strong, rough guy there in the ring. For anybody who was watching MMA and thought, you know what, he'll just push around, throw Floyd Mayweather around like a rag doll. No. That will not happen. But what has happened is Conor McGregor has found the ability.
Here's McGregor. Look. Going with a nice left hand. Comes back. Mayweather now is getting back into the fight now. He comes and scores with a right hand. I mean, Floyd doesn't seem to be settled yet.
Right.
He's not really comfortable yet. You see the way he gets caught by right hand and the jab of McGregor.
Mayweather's shots are stinging. He obviously is not a power puncher. Floyd Sr. looks very calm. They seem like they're in control. Floyd Mayweather was trailing, I think, 3-1 to Zab Judah, and he had no problem winning that fight. He was down halfway through against Oscar De La Hoya, and he won that fight going away. Floyd is patient. He will take his
time. There you go. He's patient, and he buys his time.
So let's see if he gets it warmed up now. He seems to have a bit of a lather going. And now all of that fire shown by Conor McGregor in the promotion needs to come out. He has definitely acquitted himself nicely in the early rounds.
Keeping his hands extended, keeping Mayweather at bay is his best bet.
He's touching him in the head. Floyd Mayweather, will not hit him cleanly, that is not happening.
I don't know why he's not being...
Floyd giving him the face wash.
You understand? Stop.
He's not getting warnings for his head hitting in the back of the head, on top of the head. It's working, though.
Catching up again and going to the body. Mayweather goes to the body again, and that landed. Comes back across, fires a good clean shot. But McGregor is keeping his timing off.
But you know that by McGregor being the southpaw, being unorthodox, that's preventing Mayweather from really landing good blows. I mean, although he's fought southpaws, it's just so different now.
He's disrupting his time.
Yes.
He is. He'll throw a soft shot and then a hard shot. He's got different pace, different energy, and this is the way he fights. He said this would be a fight. I don't have to box. I can fight. Now, that doesn't mean grappling. That means boxing. But he is not doing the traditional square up and box like a traditional boxer. And that has presented a problem to Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather's going to try to throw a loop in right hand. He's so open for that. McGregor's.
For a looping right, you're saying?
Looping right hand.
Floyd coming out of the guard.
And left hook.
For those who are thinking the rough stuff would be all Conor. Again, that's a forearm across the neck by Floyd Mayweather. Comes back with a hook.
The right hand, left hook is a key punch combination for southpaw.
Again, the inside stuff. And there's Floyd again, the forearm across the face. Floyd is rougher on the inside. And Conor McGregor is the boxer. How about that?
Yes. McGregor's using his
good body shot by Mayweather. McGregor returns fire.
9, 7, 6.
Well, this has been more than sparring for Floyd Mayweather. That's for sure. As we are through 5 rounds. And what is that? Mayweather gets shoved by Robert Byrd. Mayweather pushes McGregor. Byrd says, "You get back in your corner."
That's a good sign for McGregor.
Yeah,
he's frustrating. Mayweather has this rhythm.
You lean in, you're touching him. Leaning on him, touching him. He ain't gonna be too much.
I told him what happened.
Yeah, that's it. So don't worry about it. I'll
see my legs before recovery again.
There you go.
Jack Cavanaugh,
in the clinch, put him on the back
for
this fight.
In the corner, yeah, with Conor McGregor.
All he wants to do is he wants to stand in front, make you walk.
No hitting the arms.
All you will get. Easy walk, Conor.
They just say easy work, Conor. That's what the McGregor camp was. I mean, the Mayweather camp was going to be saying at this point.
What I think what Mayweather is doing is trying to keep him at a certain pace, and as rounds go by, McGregor will be a lot more at ease. Tired.
Break him down a bit. More pliable. Look at this. You can't hit him there, but Floyd is turning his back. You cannot turn your back to the man. Now that you can't hit him on the back of the head. But again, that is part of Floyd Mayweather's style, is that Floyd will turn his back to you and just wait for the referee to save him. That is very frustrating. It's been that way for a lot of fighters.
But the intentional hit.
No, you cannot do that. You're correct, Greg. You're absolutely correct. Then that shot. There's a right hand from Mayweather. That landed.
Yep.
And he tries it again. He starts to get now his distance.
And exactly. That's exactly what Floyd's doing.
Lands with a body shot. He starts to press the action. No, Ray, just to get back to that point. You're right. That it's infuriating to see Mayweather do that. However, when McGregor then punctuates it with a shot to the top of the head, he could be disqualified. Big looping right hand. There it is.
That's the looping right hand I talked about. See?
And again.
Those are kind of, those are blinding shots. Look at him.
Now Floyd is pressing. Coming in. The sweat flies from Conor McGregor's head.
He's taking McGregor into the deep water. He doesn't have any experience in that. And also, he's never been 12 rounds. What McGregor can't do, he can't stop punching.
Floyd starts to put the pedal down here in the sixth round. There is a lot of time left. That's what he understands better than anybody. McGregor's still looking to disrupt the timing. Just poke him, pop him. Just there. Those are not hard shots, but they keep Floyd Mayweather back. And he's doing some scoring as well. Oh, that sharp work. That might have been low. Hitting to the body after a combination to the head.
Step out.
McGregor looks a little gassed, right?
Yes, he does.
He is just starting. He smiles there, but there's a little bit of an ebb in intensity. He is lagging just a bit, whereas Floyd, even at 40 years of age, is just starting to come up. McGregor slips that.
Good right hand.
Yep, Mayweather lands that right hand. McGregor starts to clown briefly.
And McGregor's doing the right thing. Trying to upset his man. Keep him frustrated.
Some good shots landed there in round six by Floyd Mayweather as he starts to win some rounds of his own. Way through this fight, Conor McGregor may be in the lead. Maybe. Just by touching him again and again. Scoring shots. Small, but touching him. Again, this is unorthodox. He is throwing in a different fashion. But he is calm in front of Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, he is. I am totally surprised by the execution of punches thrown by McGregor.
Ready to go, man.
The ref to come in and break. Also, when you're in that clinch, make him go backwards. Make him step backwards, yeah? All right, full recovery.
And ten.
Beautiful walk. Easy walk.
Too many rounds. All right,
let's go again, yeah? All you, pal.
Let's see if Conor McGregor can keep up the intensity. Second half of the fight, which is normally Floyd Mayweather's world.
And Floyd is going to be aggressive. He's going to walk him down. Body shot. Beautiful body shot thrown by Mayweather.
Mayweather comes in strong. Defense tight. Firing off shots. McGregor tries to keep him at bay and off balance. So far, he's been able to do that. And again, just to think of how stunning this would have been. Most people thought this fight was a farce. Thought it was a joke. And if you said, hey, halfway through, you could have McGregor up on points, I'd be stunned if I'd heard that a month ago.
No way. I mean, just figure that Mayweather would break him down, especially those body shots.
Body shot and a headshot there from McGregor. That was a legal punch. Just touching him, not doing a lot of damage. Floyd is the harder puncher right now. We have a boxer versus a puncher. We didn't expect this. Turnabout.
Stop. Watch your heads.
I think Robert Byrd breaking them as often as he does actually is doing McGregor a favor.
I thought
anytime someone could put their weight on Floyd Mayweather and throw some inside shots. But
this shot, this straight right hand by Floyd, but it's going to take a combination to two punches. Left hook, right. That's what he's trying to get off, the left hook.
That shot just misses. McGregor just slipped out. But Mayweather is the man coming forward now. But decent footwork from McGregor.
McGregor now
backed into the corner, and the elbow comes again across the chin.
Step out of the way out.
And McGregor gets him into the corner and backs off cleanly.
See,
Good jab. Just got him with the timing jab there.
Florida's doing the right thing. He's really just trying to make him exert himself, totally exert himself.
Hard right hand.
Right hands.
Yep. Mayweather again. Now he's measuring it. Two hard right hands by Floyd Mayweather. Then to the body, then the head. Now here comes Mayweather.
Now the combination.
Mayweather hunting him down. Hits him with a jab. McGregor tried to switch things up. Moved out of the way, but still got tagged. Here's a round now. That's all Floyd Mayweather. He has taken over.
No. Let him go. Let him stop. Stop. Let him go. Let him out.
He looks exhausted. McGregor looks
he is tired.
Exhausted.
See his mouth open up a little bit, sucking in air through his mouth, not his nose. Floyd moves forward. Again, he looks to get a shot in. Floyd is used to his opponents having to stop at that moment. Connor does not want to oblige. Good round by Floyd Mayweather as he marched.
Here's a great right hand by Floyd Mayweather, and that's what he needs to do more of, the right hand and the left hook. Those are two best punches against a southpaw or someone as orthodox as McGregor. Different angles, another straight right hand is so effective with southpaws and the left hook. Those are two best punches.
Whenever you're ready for it,
you're going.
You don't want to get him into a round step.
Let's go.
Keep your feet right
there. Gentlemen, round eight.
Round eight, scheduled for 12. These now are the deep waters.
Stop,
again,
stop,
Mayweather
stop.
Turns his back, and McGregor fires.
Come on,
but Robert Byrd rightly tells Floyd Mayweather, hey, don't turn around, come on.
But the hitting behind the head, technically behind the head.
McGregor touching into the body. I agree, Ray, but, you know, if he's going to turn, if that's a defense, hey, I'm going to turn my back, he can't touch me.
No,
that's not legal either.
Stop.
I know it's a touchy thing, and you cannot hit him in the back.
Florida's doing the right thing, just making the pace, picking up the tempo of the pace, and throwing shots.
Mayweather continually walking forward, putting the pressure on the man that said he was going to throw him around like a rag doll. That has not happened. However, McGregor is boxing nicely.
McGregor's doing the right thing if he can keep this up.
So far in this round, up until that very second, he has been doing the touching in the scoring areas. But he looks tired. Yeah. He does look tired right now. He's 29 years old, but he has never boxed this distance at this type of pace.
With this level of...
No, correct.
Of competition.
In MMA, they do 5 5-minute rounds, but a lot of the time you can be in a grappling position, jiu-jitsu position, although McGregor clearly is uncomfortable doing that. He likes to box, but he has not faced this type of intensity. Ray Leonard, you're right. But now he continues to be active and let his hands go.
Let him go.
He's having more success than a lot of world-class champion fighters that I've seen fight Floyd Mayweather over the last 15 years. Juan Manuel Marquez couldn't touch him for 12 rounds. That was years ago, but it's true. Shane Mosley rocked him early and then couldn't touch him. McGregor has had some sustained success. He hasn't hurt him the way Shane Mosley hurt him, but he's won more rounds.
The style of McGregor is really bothering Mayweather. He's yet to kind of get the feel because punches are coming from all over the to the head, to the back of the head.
Good pivot by McGregor as he was backing straight up.
He wants to sit down. Mayweather wants to sit down and throw a big shot, a combination.
He threw that uppercut. Now McGregor disrupts him as he backs up, but there's not as much oomph on those shots, not as much power.
Yeah. What McGregor has to do, because Flores can continue to walk him down, and eventually he thinks it's going to work. This is power. But he's been quite elusive, to be honest with you.
He has. He's done a lot of subtle things in there, right?
Yes. Yes. Looping right hand.
changes angles on Floyd Mayweather there, and that stops Floyd in his tracks. At least it stops him from marching toward him and walking him down.
He had a game plan.
They fought 8 rounds. These will be tough rounds on Conor McGregor, but he has had success, much more success than most thought when this fight was made.
Quantum on the back.
Angles.
Use your fakes as well, all right? Now, a few deep breaths, full recovery.
There you go.
It's a beautiful walk on it. You land some lovely shots.
With his hands up, that shell file. Step in, meet him.
Yeah, tie him up over under, turn the corner. All right, good walk on.
McGregor just needs to keep that lift, that reach, and keep his man outside. At bay.
The corner of Conor McGregor saying lovely work, beautiful work, body shot by McGregor, and he gets Mayweather up against the ropes. Now he jumped toward the back of Floyd Mayweather there. That was odd.
Low blow, and you leaned on it. Don't do that.
Low blow.
And he pokes away Mayweather as he approaches too close, as he should. McGregor is here to fight.
All right, low blow.
Brian Kenny, Sugar Ray Leonard here. 9th round, Mayweather-McGregor, and it has been fascinating.
This is the only way that McGregor can beat Mayweather.
Lashing out a jab to keep Floyd back. Floyd is looking to march him down and chop him up.
Yeah.
And he does throw hard shots. He is just like the stronger man in the ring. You didn't expect it, but that's how it's playing out. Uppercut by Mayweather.
He can't be a stationary target. He has to keep moving that head. McGregor does.
Hard right hand by Mayweather. Backs McGregor up, and McGregor initiates a clinch.
He takes that clinch to take a breather.
Now that's about the first time I've seen him do that, right?
He's been there the whole time. Yep, you see?
Pops him and moves him back. Well, that's the first time I saw him bridge the gap and actually grab for it.
He's going to bump a good solid right hand. See,
I got you. McGregor looks very tired right now.
His legs are gone.
Unsteady legs. Mayweather moves in for the kill. Can McGregor summon up some energy? He shoulders him into the ropes. He looks up top, maybe to look for the time in the round, and that's a bad sign.
Watch Mayweather put his punches together.
There's 1.5 minutes left in this round. I believe McGregor looked up to see how much time was left, and there's a lot of time.
McGregor is out of it. He's desperate now.
His legs are shot.
His legs are gone.
Conor McGregor is on wobbly legs. Mayweather is maybe one shot away.
He can't go the distance. He goes down.
He got very tired very quickly. His arms drop. This is a desperate situation for Conor McGregor. Mayweather moves in. Puts the forearm to his neck. That should also be illegal, but now he will try with legal shots. He might not be far away.
Come on, get out.
He has nothing. No legs.
He is exhausted.
His arms are exhausted. He's exhausted.
The electricity went out of Conor McGregor's body in this 9th round. He's about to go down. Mayweather moves in again. 15 seconds left. Can he get out of this round and maybe try to recover? Mayweather. Just missed with that right hand.
It's over.
I hear you, Ray. It looks all but over.
It's over.
Can McGregor revive?
All right, everyone calm down.
Okay, listen. Just need to tie him up this round. Okay, pop a shot, tie, lean. Recover this round, okay? Feel deep breaths.
Good. Still slipping most of the shots. Slip and get back.
We need to take this round off, okay?
Oh. Totally out of gas. McGregor just fighting to stay in the game. I mean, he's exhausted. No legs, no wind. His arms, he's not punching with authority like he did in the earlier rounds. Mayweather just walking him down.
At one point in that 9th round, Conor McGregor's legs went. He was in his own corner, and He wasn't being pushed or punched by Floyd Mayweather. He's just exhausted. He is not used to boxing.
Get off his neck!
At this
Get
pace
off his neck.
For this duration.
Get off of his neck! Off his neck.
10th round scheduled for 12. Can Conor McGregor get some energy back? It is a level of fatigue, Ray, that I don't think you can recover from. I agree with you. You said you thought it was all but over.
His legs were just shot, man. He has to refresh your guy.
You got him wrapped.
It seems like this is it.
Get off his neck. Get off his neck, Conor.
Hard body shot by Mayweather.
He's going to the body.
Stop.
Floyd is strong in the clinch now.
It's just a matter of time here. Now he's
got him in the corner.
Now he's a sitting duck.
McGregor hit with a right hand and he tries to survive.
He is
loose. On wobbly legs. He's about to go. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the run. A sharp left hook. Another hook. And it's over. Robert Berg says it's over. Waves it off. McGregor was hurt on wobbly legs. He might be slightly protesting, but Floyd Mayweather, dropping the early rounds, has stopped Conor McGregor. Ray Leonard beautifully, but he did not have the boxing stamina and a patient, beautiful performance once again by Floyd Mayweather.
That's exactly what happened. He didn't have the stamina.
After all the trash talk, there's the mutual respect, which you knew would come. McGregor earns respect, certainly, but he could not earn a win. Not against Floyd Mayweather. Not even at the age of 40. He was the stronger man in the later rounds, as he always is. Which could be, wow, where is this guy coming from? And he's 40 years old, but here's the end.
He just broke him down. Just an accumulation of punches. He stayed on top of him. Body shots. That right hand was a thing that really did so much damage. No legs here.
Again, McGregor's legs went suddenly in that eighth round where he just wasn't even being pressured and suddenly they just collapsed on him.
He ran out of gas. And he was trying to fight back, but he had nothing to keep Mayweather.
We're going to hear from the fighters. McGregor boxed beautifully in the early going, but Floyd knows he can smell it. When his man is exhausted, hurt, he moves in for the kill. These are hard shots. Robert Byrd tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. You see him step back there. So that's a nice move. Even as we're watching this now, I like that he gave McGregor another opportunity. Let's see what happens. But then, clear head shots to an exhausted man.
He was defenseless. And all of a sudden, and Mayweather was just going to add more punches. He's just going to throw more punches.
McGregor is trying. He's trying to slip. But now he's up against the ropes, and he's got nothing. Byrd backs away again, and then he moves in. And I think it's an excellent stoppage. Do you agree or disagree, Ray?
I totally agree with that. It was just a matter of time. And he's taking solid shots here.
And he just looks too wobbly. If his legs weren't that wobbly, that's not enough to stop the fight. But his legs are shot. I mean, his knees buckled two rounds prior in front of his own corner, and he wasn't even being leaned on or pushed.
You know, Brian, shock is a good word to use because his legs just all of a sudden his legs were gone.
Yep.
In the round before.
The electricity left his legs, left his body after all that good solid work in the early going. It'd be fascinating to see what the cards will say in the early going. McGregor shrugging his shoulders to see Floyd exultant. Conor McGregor looks at his fans, puts his hands up. Well, did my best. And he did.
He's composed. That's it. He's just composed.
Leonard Ellerbe now talking to Conor McGregor. He's all smiles.
That's it.
As he knows he did his best. But you're going up against the master, and you know what you're getting into.